And that is based on the fact that in the third quarter, we've seen the Bears not be able to score a point so far this year. And I'm telling you, I was irate for that series of downs after halftime. It was just the most frustrating thing to see after you had success with what you were doing before the half.
I know they changed some things around. There were fewer Cordarrelle Patterson sets late, and there were more Anthony Miller sets late and with some formational changes. And I will be interested to see what the distribution of opportunities is among some of these wide receivers right now. Yeah, Anthony Miller made a couple of plays. There was a big first down, did a nice job reaching out for it late. He still double catches the ball too often for my liking, and I don't know why that is. Even on some completions, there's like a quick bounce off the hands, and then he has to re-grab it. It doesn't inspire a lot of confidence for me, and as confidence in Mooney is rising, I think they're going to have some decisions to make.
It's pretty cool to see you have two rookies that didn't have an opportunity for training camp. Jalen Johnson, Darnell Mooney. It's really cool to see those guys steadily improve. That week to week, you walk away going, oh, he can do that? That's kind of cool. Meanwhile, guys that have been here for a while, and I'm an Anthony Miller fan. I think that there is something electric about the way that he plays the game. But it's so inconsistent that it's keeping him from being a focal point of what you want to do on offense. You can't trust him fully. And until he gets to a place where you can trust throwing the ball his way, he at least has seemed to taken that edge off of himself that used to get him in trouble with penalties, like after plays were over. So I'll look at that as a small opportunity for growth. But unless he's playing against man, he doesn't seem as comfortable. And I want him to get comfortable because I think that he's got some things that can make him special.
Lawrence, I know you've got a busy Bears Friday, Monday show, as can be expected. These, like you say, they're interesting times for the Bears. They're 4-1. This feels so much better than 3-1. It feels a little bit more correct. I think Stonecutter used the term stable, that there's a stability because of how they fought for that win and came out on top. It feels like they deserve their record a little bit more today.
Yeah, it does, and it feels better than what would have happened had they lost the game, and now you're thinking, okay, well, they got this game against Carolina where if they lose, they're back at 500. Winning buys you time. It buys you all the time that you need to figure things out. So I actually have someone that I'm going to throw some rose petals at today on the show that people might not expect. And for those of you on the Twitch screen, I'm going to be on it until 2. I'm going to be on until 2 o'clock today.
There it is. Lawrence will be listening.
That is Dan Bernstein. He's on from 9 until noon every day. I'm on from noon until 2, like I have up on the Twitch screen right now, until 2 o'clock. I love that Tom Brady is now bruh man. Herbie, let's go.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears Monday on Friday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Live from the Hyundai Studios. A radio.com sports station. The Score! Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Is there any prop bet that has you interested in tonight's matchup?
Yeah, a little bit. So there are a few that jumped out to me. So if we think that Matt Nagy is going to dump the run game, which I think is possible, the market kind of tells us that. They put the David Montgomery rushing yards prop at 48.5 only. And the Bucs are, I believe, second best in the NFL against the run. It would lead me to believe if the Bears are trailing throughout much of this game that Foles is going to pass a lot. There are going to be a lot of passing attempts. That prop is set at 36.5. If I were to bet that, I would take a look at the over. Last week,
when the Bears didn't get into the end zone until the very end. He had 42 passing attempts against the Indianapolis Colts. So that'll be something interesting to watch.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Yeah, man, that's the thing about Joe. He's right about a lot of things a lot of the time, and he gave you some good advice. That's why we have him on once a week. It was great for him to focus in on prop bets and other things that you could get into if you were watching the Bears game against the Patriots last night. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I am here with you until 2 o'clock. We have got you taken care of until 2. Alexa, play 670 The Score. I like to do that just to mess with you, but also to remind you that you can listen to the stream on 670thescore.com or the radio.com app. We are on Twitch. It's a lot of people in the Twitch stream today. I am happy to see you. Feel free to leave comments about the game. I can see if I can multitask and read a bunch of those while we are just kind of hanging out. And I've thrown in some pictures, and I know I was watching the Twitch stream a little earlier. Gertz has thrown in some pictures from the game as well, some really good action photos. So all of that is available to you on the Twitch stream. If you're not on Twitch, get on it. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Herbie is here with me. That's right. When you get an itch, then you do the Twitch. We are going to have a lot of Bears conversation on the show. Outside of me being silly, I think the only thing that we are going to talk about, unless there's some breaking news, is going to be the Bears winning the game last night. They beat Tampa Bay and Tom Brady last night. They hold on to win. It's crazy because there's a lot to be excited about. And there's a lot to go, wait, what? Why isn't this still better? Why again? Like, why was it looking like you were going to give up 19 points again and lose to a team? But they didn't. There is something to the idea of the Bears winning tough games. There's something to them being able to hang on and win what Nick Foles dubbed a fist fight. That was a fist fight last night. That game was way more entertaining than the game on Sunday. I don't know if it because it was on an island and you didn't have anything else to compare it to. It just, because of the ebb and flow of that game, I had an enjoyable time watching it. Even when we're watching the first 20 minutes of the first half and you're watching the Bears offense just out there pulling taffy, just going, oh, they can't run the ball. And Joe was dead on about the numbers of rush yards for David Montgomery. Last night, David Montgomery went to 2.9 yards per carry. He had 10 carries for 29 yards. Cordarrelle Patterson had 3 carries for 7 yards. The Bears offense as a whole, 14 carries, 35 yards. They averaged 2.5 yards per carry. But let's talk about Patterson for a second. His stats from an offensive standpoint don't really tell the entire story of how valuable he was in last night's game. Even in the offense, he only had 3 catches, but the 3 catches that he had were pretty great, and he had one that was for 25 yards. So 3 catches for 38 yards for him. If you're talking about total offensive production for Patterson, you're not talking about a lot. You're talking about 45 yards. But he is starting to drift into Devin Hester land. Here's what I mean. Don't go crazy, as Macho Man would say. Don't go crazy. That was a terrible Macho Man. Someone get Dan Soder on the line. When I say that he's drifting into Devin Hester territory, what I mean is he is a threat. When I used to cover the Bears on a daily basis, we would get an opportunity to talk to the coaches of the other team once a week. And during Devin Hester, like 2006 through 2009, Devin Hester, that was like the first person that other coaches would mention. And we would have this like back and forth on, well, what's your plan? What's your plan of attack when it comes to Devin Hester? Some coaches would be ultra brave and be like, well, we trust our coverage team and we're going to kick it off and we're going to challenge our guys to go cover Devin Hester. Okay, great. Chris Cluey would always punt him the ball for no reason at all. Just outkick the coverage the entire time. And Chris Cluey once got mad at me on Twitter when I said that, even though I talked with his coach and I've talked to teammates of his and I've talked to players on the Bears during the time that Chris Cluey was kicking for the Vikings. And they were like, yeah, he totally would outkick his coverage. And then Devin Hester would do Devin Hester stuff and run it back for a touchdown. You have to know what you're going to do against Cordarrelle Patterson. And you have to execute it well. So last night, what the Buccaneers had asked their kicker to do, and Joe and Troy were talking about this, they said just kick it out of the back of the end zone. And they didn't do that. Because here's what we now know about Cordarrelle Patterson. It doesn't matter if he's 9 yards deep. It doesn't matter that most other returners wouldn't take a chance in those moments. He's going to because he's supremely confident in his return skills, and he should. Patterson yesterday, as a returner, had three opportunities that he shouldn't have had if Tampa Bay would have stuck to their game plan. Three returns for him for 119 yards. He averaged 40 yards a return yesterday. That's drifting into Devin Hester land. When you are so much of a weapon that the other team has to come up with a plan for you. Now, Devin is the best that's ever done it. That man is going, he better go to the Hall of Fame, because if you're talking about a place where the best football players that have ever played the game are assembled, you can't tell me that the best returner of all time doesn't deserve to be there. Shout out to Devin Hester. But this weapon, and I'm just going to call him Weapon X, because you know I like the comic book stuff. This Weapon X stuff that Cordarrelle Patterson is doing really helps to set up the Bears offense for success. And I think that if he's a valuable weapon on offense too, but his biggest contribution to this team is still is two-pronged. Either A, you have to spend time game planning against it and figure out what you're going to do, whether you're going to kick it short or you're just going to bomb it through the end zone, which is fine. Or B, take a chance and kick it 8 or 9 yards deep, thinking that he's not going to come out. And then he pops a 48-yard return on you, and they're a first down away from getting themselves into field goal position. That's a hell of a weapon for them to have. And he has been as good as advertised since he has been on the Bears when it comes to that. I want to spend some time talking with you, whether it's your text messages into the text zone at 312-644-6767. You can also call the show. I feel like on a Bears Friday / Monday, those are things that we should do. So we should talk about how you feel about the game. And here's the question that I have for you. And after this, I'm going to give some unexpected love to someone who doesn't ordinarily get it. How do you feel about this Bears team? I don't mean how do you feel about last night's win, because I know how you feel about the win. That's easy. You're happy. How do you feel about this Bears team overall? 312-644-6767 is the number if you would like to be a part of the show in that way. You can also just kick back and listen. It's my job to entertain you. It's not necessarily your job to entertain me. So it's up to you, your level of commitment that you want to have to the show. If you're on Twitch, you can watch us, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Before I get to Tom Brady, before I get to bruh man from the fifth floor, Tom Brady, I want to give some credit to someone that doesn't ordinarily get credit since he's been here. Chuck Pagano. Here's why. Chuck Pagano has a reputation as a defensive coordinator of kind of playing it safe. And I don't mean that as a pejorative. Some people would look at it as a pejorative. his system, if with the right players, seems to work. He's a guy that likes to get home with four or five. Last night against Tom Brady, and especially early on in the game, you saw Chuck Pagano be like, okay, let's do some stuff. Let's do zero coverage where we send a bunch of people and we play man behind it. Let's show this a similar blitz, but let's play a zone concept behind that. Let's send Mingo and Vaughters on blitzes, and they end up getting to Tom Brady. I thought that from a creative standpoint last night, Chuck Pagano did an incredible job with how he was going to attack Tom Brady and the Buccaneers and how he was going to play coverage in some instances. I thought that it was one of the best games that he's had here. I'm looking forward to over the weekend, like really, really dissecting it. But even as it was happening, I was like, oh my, oh, Chucky P. Chucky P out here throwing some game at Tom Brady. It doesn't hurt when you have Khalil Mack hip tossing guys like he's Arn Anderson. How big is that kid? Herbie, how big is that worst kid? Is he like 340 pounds or something like that?
I think he's listed at 325.
All I know is that I felt like I was watching Tully Blanchard or Arn Anderson with Khalil Mack. Just like, just pin the man. He's down. That kid, by the way, though, he's going to be really good. And there was a play early on where he got Akeem Hicks bad. And you don't, it's almost, it is a rarity. It is like Halley's Comet to see Akeem be pushed 5 or 6 yards back. Usually he's the guy that's doing that. But Chuck Pagano threw some stuff out there last night, and it worked. They were able to slow down Tom Brady enough. Now, don't get me wrong. The Buccaneers hit the self-destruct button a lot, especially in the second half. They were hitting it like it was the easy button to Staples. Just self-destruct. Oh, holding penalty. Oh, personal foul. Oh, false start. Yeah, let's throw all of that in the mix and give the Bears an opportunity to win the game. But the Bears defensively, I thought, we ask the offense all the time to diversify. I thought the Bears defense diversified yesterday, and it was cool. It was cool to see. So let's give that man his props. We all get mad at Chuck Pagano when we feel like the Bears defense isn't aggressive enough, or when we look up and we see Khalil Mack is in coverage, and you're like, wait a minute. That's not what you paid him for. You didn't pay him to be Leonard Floyd. You paid that man to destroy people's confidence. And he did that last night. By the way, the hip toss, the Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard hip toss that Khalil Mack did yesterday wasn't his most impressive play, in my opinion. The most impressive play was where he bats the ball down. And let me tell you why. The man spun and was able to get a hand up mid-spin, time it perfectly, and bat the ball down. Now, I don't know if you know this about Khalil, and I'm not making this up. He is a huge fan of yoga. You talk about that incredible bend that he has when he's on the edge going up against a tackle. That's the athleticism that he was born with and is trained to perfect, along with the stuff that he has done as someone who is a yoga enthusiast. And if you were ever thinking about doing yoga, be like, hey, Khalil Mack does it. I can do it too. He basically was holding a guy off with one hand while spinning and had the presence of mind and the flexibility to get the other hand up and knock the ball away. The guy is an absolute monster. Had 2 sacks, should have had 3 sacks last night. There's a lot to discuss, so we're going to do it. 312-644-6767. 67-67 is the number. You can text us your thoughts. You can call us. I'd love to take some calls today. So if you're in a place where you can call, like, I don't want you to necessarily call from your car. If you're out there driving, I don't want you to get a ticket to just be on this show. Although